Good morning, Hagar. Good to see you.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
I'm here this morning to present a report to you that is the result of our space needs assessment. Council has been working towards funding a new building that would house our additional staff as we continue to grow. And of course, the first step in coming to exactly what we need in terms of space was to actually do a report that would look at our overall needs in terms of staff and the other items that go along with that. Council approved the contract with our architectural firm, Studio Jade, to do a space needs assessment back in December. The study is now complete. They have addressed three major items in the report. One is the space needs that we have. Second is they have to consider the relationship with the between the different departments. So that's an important part of this. Parking and then record storage. And you all heard from Jason Smith earlier about our record storage issues. And Studio Jade will talk about that a little bit because it is a problem. And what Jason showed was only a part of it. And we really do think that in the solution of our construction of new facilities, we need to consider this records management issue. So I have with me today, I have Jim Hutchinson, who's an engineer with and CEO of Studio Jade. I also have Jim Nelson, who's an architect and the principal of the firm. And the purpose of the presentation is just to present the findings of the study. No action is needed by council today. We just wanted to present it to you and give you an opportunity to ask questions about the findings and how much space we need. I've passed out a report. There's extra copies of the report on the back table for the press if they need that. So I'm going to turn it over to Jim Hutchinson, who will present the findings of the report.
Thank you, Russell. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Direct your attention to the executive summary portion of the report that Russell gave you. Our task was to conduct a needs assessment of your existing space in the Georgetown area with an eye towards trying to make a determination as to how much space would be necessary for near-term space needs, which is the direction that and analysis that we put on it. Towards that end, we did look at five separate facilities. We looked at this building, the Sussex County Administration Building. We also analyzed the West Complex. We looked at the space in the Court of Chancery that the Register of Wills was occupying at that point. And we also looked at the County Economic Development Office and the airport, as well as existing and in-use emergency operations center at the time of the study. And so we have analyzed each of those buildings for the amount of space that's being used for county functions in them, and we have recommendations that include the departments that are located within those areas now. A very important and integral part of the study that we did was to spend time and talk to staff. Mostly we focused on the department heads of your different county departments, and they were extremely outgoing and helpful to us in understanding what was going on in each of their departments, as well as what the current needs and projected short-term needs. We provided a survey to each department, and many of them brought in their entire staff within their department, and we met with the department heads and key members, and we focused on three main pieces of information that we wanted to collect from each department. We wanted to get basic departmental information that included the number of staff that they had, what their mission was, so that we could understand their function. We wanted to particularly look at planned growth within the department over the next 2 years, and also so that we could understand the functioning of the department and how it worked within its own boundaries, we looked at a departmental org chart. We wanted to understand the departmental operations, and so we asked them questions about their hours of operation, and as Russell mentioned, very important to us is to understand adjacency and dependency requirements that each department had to other departments. We needed to know how departments interact with each other, how frequently they interact, and what the nature of that interaction was. We also wanted to understand, and it was very important for us to understand, the public interface requirements, how many members of the public came to the department in a given period of time, and what the nature of that interaction was. We also focused on things like security requirements, meeting space needs, and other open and common space needs. Finally, we got into a pretty detailed look at space information that they were, as they were currently using it. We asked departments to provide a plan of their current space use to let us understand things regarding their furniture and equipment utilization. We spent a lot of time discussing how files were generated and how they were currently stored and how they might be more optimally stored in the future. We also talked about things like any large equipment or vehicles. We wanted to know where people ate lunch and where they took breaks. We very importantly looked at parking utilization, how many vehicles were generated by each department and where people parked. We talked about shipping and receiving needs. We also focused on some things like how some changes that might be impacted in future regulatory changes could affect different departments. And we asked people what was wrong with their space that they currently had as well. So the surveys we received them all back, we cataloged them, and we took very careful consideration of them as we went forward into our analysis. As Russell mentioned, one of the things that was clearly understood by us as an important item at the outset was record storage. What we discovered was that within virtually every department of county operations, record storage is a crucial issue and a very difficult issue at this time, and I'm sure that that's not any surprise to you. There are records that are being stored within virtually every department that are archival-level records that are not key and crucial to ongoing daily operations that are taking up valuable space within the daily operational space. There has been some attempt at doing some archival efforts in the past. These have been probably less successful rather than more successful, and you probably have heard some things about that over the past several months. And efforts are underway to try to improve that now, but space is an issue, and space will have to be probably dedicated towards archival storage in order to really effectively come up with a long-term solution as far as record storage goes. We focused on parking. And I have a table that I'll use as we move forward here and let you understand a little bit more about the findings that we had. Certainly, it's no surprise that parking is an issue. I don't think you'll also be surprised that we focused on two key issues as far as need goes. We wanted to understand from department heads and at a departmental operational level what the needed number of parking places were for both staff and visitors that come here on a daily basis. But another key data point is what the regulatory requirement was from the city of Georgetown regarding the amount of parking that was necessary. And we have both of that information. It certainly won't come as any surprise to you that you don't have enough parking to satisfy either one of those items, and we'll talk a little bit more about quantifying that. You can flip to the next page, look at a table that is titled Space Needs Summary Calculation, and I'll briefly go through this and let you understand how we focused on how much space you do require for the near-term space needs. We listed the buildings, the County Administration Building, the West Complex, the Register of Wills, and the Economic Development Office. In a table, we wanted to understand both the existing and projected staff level. And after we understood those things, you can see, for example, in this building that there are 226 employees that currently work out of this building, and that number is projected in the near future to increase to 257. In the existing space use column, for example, for this building, I have 40,484 feet. That is the departmental space. That does not include the circulation and utility space. We really wanted to make sure that we understood just strictly the departmental space use, so that if we wanted to consider in the future moving a department from one location to the other, we would know how much dedicated space for that department would be required. If we look at the planned growth in staff from what it is now to what it would be, and also to the optimal amount of space per square foot that staff members would require, that generates the new amount of space that we have in the column of space required at planned growth. So you can see those numbers all increase based on increasing levels of staff. However, there are other space needs that each department has that is represented by space that they need independent of staff growth that they would need even if they were not growing. That is the column entitled Other Space Needed. Based on that, we come up with a total recommended amount of space for each department, and we add the circulation and utility factor on top of that number, and that gives us with the total building square footage that's needed. There is a row titled Other Needed Space that's not currently provided of 7,000 square feet, of which the majority of that is this dedicated record storage area that we believe is something that needs to have attention turned to. And when we add all of those things up together, we come up with an amount of 130,942 square feet, which is the total amount of space that we believe that you need both now and into the near future. When we subtract from that the space that's currently in this building, the West Complex, and the existing EOC, you can see that we believe the total space construction requirement is approximately 45,000 square feet. So as we would move forward and look at different options to satisfy this need, this would be the benchmark number, not necessarily the exact number that we build, but the benchmark number that we would think about as far as the amount of space that's needed. Finally, the last page shows a parking rationalization, and again, we looked at that in a couple of different ways. We looked at the existing buildings and functions within buildings, and we looked at the amount of staff and visitors that would be projected in the near future, and that gave us a total projected need of 591 spaces as we look at all of your facilities that we analyzed. If we look at the code requirements for your existing facilities, and this would include code requirements for new space, the new space that we projected of approximately 45,000 square feet, you can see that it's in the ballpark. It's at a little over 660 spaces. And when we compare that to the amount of off-street parking that's available in both the downtown area and at the West Complex, again, you can see this deficit that we talked about. There's 331 off-street parking places that are available. And we're estimating that within acceptable walking distance, there's probably another 100 or so on-street parking places just as a data point of interest. So that the conclusion of what our findings of the study are, and gives you an idea of the amount of space that would be needed and what some of the key factors are. And I'd offer to entertain any questions that you have at this time.
Are all these projections based on a two-year
yes.
time period?
Yes.
So we're looking at new staff and new and needed parking. It's so 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What would be included in, you said other space needed. What would be included in that?
Again, the biggest part of that is record storage. We estimated that at about 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
There was a pretty clear need expressed to us that break and lunch facilities are not adequate. We have some space allocated for that. A shipping and receiving area, that's a difficult problem that the departments here face. That makes up the balance of that space.
Jim, on the parking for the West Complex, the number of visitor spaces is more than for this building. Is that?
There's two things there at the West Complex that impact that. Sheriff sales cause a very, in fact, I would say that's the biggest part of it. I can't remember the exact number, but when they have the sheriff sales, they have over 100 people that attend these things. Most of them come by themselves, so a very big part of that is just that function. Any other questions?
We know we're crammed. All right. Sure.
Like we said, there was no action needed by council today. It was for your information. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.